It is time for us to take a look at sports. We'll start off with Major League Baseball. Fight between the Mets and the Cardinals. It happened after a sixth Mets player was hit in the season by a pitch. The Mets ended up losing that game last night 10-5. Well, there'll be fines coming from Major League Baseball on that. And we'll hear more about it, no doubt about it. All right, in other games that took place yesterday, the Yankees beat the Orioles 5-2, the Red Sox over the Blue Jays 7-1, Tampa Bay beat the Marauders. That one, yeah, that's the Cleveland team. So if you take all that into account and look at the standings of our local teams, the Yankees are in first place by a half game over Toronto. The Yankees are 12-6. Toronto's 12-7. Boston is 8-11. And the Metsies, they're still in first place. I think they still have the best record in Major League Baseball, 14-6. They are 3.5 games ahead of Miami. All right. With that being said, in other baseball news, a Major League Baseball letter to the Yankees now sheds light on illicit use of technology during the 2015 and 2016 seasons. Both the Yankees and Major League Baseball have released statements following the release of the letter. In the letter of September 14, 2017, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred informed Yankee General Manager Brian Cashman that their investigation into sign-stealing allegations found the team used electronic devices to code and share opposing team signs. The letter was released. Here's the quote. The Yankees' use of dugout phones to relay information about opposing club signs during the 2015 season and part of the 2016 season constitute a material violation of the replay review regulations. By using the phone in the video review room, it's instantaneously transmitting information regarding signs to the dugout in violation of those regulations. The Yankees were punished with a fine of $100,000 to be used for hurricane relief, which is far less punishment than the Red Sox got. Both the Red Sox and Astros continued their sign-stealing ways after that crackdown. So that's that. Like Mike Hazzie always said to me, all the teams do it. All the teams do it or did it. Now there's probably some that still do it. The Yankees, for their part, went on to say, the Yankees vigorously fought the production of this letter, not only for the legal principle involved, but to prevent it incorrectly equating the events that occurred before the establishment of the commissioner's sign-stealing rules with those that took place after. What should have been made clear is this, quote, the fine noted in the Major League Baseball letter was imposed before Major League Baseball's new regulations and standards were issued, end quote. That's all the Yankees had to say about it. All right. Let's take a look at action that took place in the NBA. Why not? I'm not sure if any of the teams were playing last night, but it is the playoffs, so you never know. I don't see any from yesterday. Let's see here. Yes, we do have stuff from yesterday. So we'll get to that right now. Yesterday, the Bucks beat the Bulls 115-100. So Milwaukee wins that series 4-1. Meanwhile, the Warriors down the Nuggets 102-98. So the Warriors win that series 4-1. A couple of games today, actually 4. The Raptors and the 76ers, the Pelicans and the Suns, the Mavericks and the Jazz, and the Timberwolves and the Grizzlies. National Hockey League. Taking a look at, see if we had any local action. in the National Hockey League yesterday. I don't see any. Let me just double check here. I'm scrolling back. Nope. Okay, let's see. Where are we here? Oh, that's not what I was looking for. That's the NBA scores. Here's the National Hockey League. A little confusion here this morning. The Rangers fell to the Canadiens 4-3 last night. Coming up today, the Islanders take on the Capitals, the Devils take on the Hurricanes, the Bruins take on the Sabres. All right, as they get set and get ready for their playoff action. That is a check on sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.